where are you getting your information? Have you talked to him before?
She's begged.
I've called him. I've called you.
No, you haven't called my husband. He's still waiting on his phone call from 2 weeks.
I've called your
you
number.
Call me, and then when we talked through,
and I sent you a response.
When we sent a response, okay, I asked you four questions on Facebook. You did not answer.
We don't answer questions on Facebook.
Just
the fight. Y'all just
want to
start a fight.
Yeah. Well, I was
very polite about it.
Honestly, we're making progress here. Yeah. Let's not go back.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
If you look at my Facebook page,
the whole state needs these answers.
Trust me, I know. If you look at my Facebook page, I never answer questions on Facebook. No. I never do it.
You did. You answered a snap question.
Hey, don't. Let's move forward.
No, we did not answer a snap.
We responded to a lady who needed some help. With something.
And then what? She emailed us.
And she emailed us. That's what he responded to.
And if you go back and you look, I want to clear that part up with the governor stuff. If you go back and you look at the election for governor, did any of y'all follow it at all?
Yeah. Yep.
Did y'all see the commercial that I paid for myself?
You didn't vote for him.
Huh?
You didn't support him.
No. Didn't support what?
Yeah.
Who, John Bell? I didn't. Did you go on my political page and see that commercial that I ran? I paid for it myself. Do you think that I would run an ad like that and be friends with somebody like that? There's no way. Me and John Bell fought 4 years in this house together in the chamber. Our attorney in civil law will tell you that he was on the same committee I was on. We hardly ever got along in there. Never. So for somebody to say that I'm a puppet of John Bell's, that's just not true. Not true at all. The sad part is what we come up here to do is to be able to do what we have to do in this chamber during session to be able to make a difference in all of our lives to make things better.
So to
call a session, just so y'all know, Senate wasn't on board. We got them on board when we got them.
The next thing was
you have to have signatures.
Yep.
You know how we got those signatures?
Just to call a session.
You know how we got them? I drove this whole state.
Yep.
I drove the whole state in two days to get the signatures. The whole state.
You went to senators and
reps. So to say that we called ourselves in by picking up the phone or we called ourselves in just to have a party is totally bull.
How many times in history have the House
called? Oh, no, I've been to twice. I'm thrilled
that
you're in session.
That's what I said.
We want things to happen, and if that's what it took, I'm not saying I'm not grateful. I'm thankful. Her question is, why did it take from March 13th?
The Senate
to
wasn't on board.
In November,
you have to get with them on that part.
You have to call your senator.
Well, I guess I
it's totally going to answer our call.
Go ahead, buddy.
You know, just because there's so many conversations going on, and you get lost in it. But just to say something about the things that C-Ball said, this petition started in late March. May the 4th, he announced the thing he had 53 signatures.
He didn't have them.
The only, I mean, everybody in here has called me a rhino, and because I'm supporting Clay, but the only person who's talked to me about why I voted for that man was her. Do y'all even know why I voted for
Clay Shenshine? I tried calling you. You didn't answer.
That's not why I called you a rhino.
When did you?
It had nothing to do with.
Probably about a week and a half ago.
You've been on social media beating me up for 4 months. August the 25th is when it started. Let me clarify. So for you to call me a week and a half ago. Well, I appreciate you calling me a week and a half ago, but I wish you'd call me August 25th. Let me explain about the rhino part, okay? So, I was a school board member for 13 years.
Yes, I know
Eight
that.
8 years I served with him and the other candidate, Sherman Matt. Yeah. 8 years. Out of 8 years, I was very involved in the legislative process. In those 8 years, every single session I contacted every senator and every representative in my parish. You know how many of them returned my calls? Three. Rogers Pope, Dale Early, and Clay Shakespeare. 8 years. 8 years. Every year, I tried to get them every year, I tried to get our school system every year to have a legislative conference. We invited all of our legislators to get engaged in the process, let them know us, for us to know, let them know our concerns. For 8 years, we tried to do that as much as we could. Sherman showed up once, Valerie showed up once, Clay, Dale, and Ernie showed up every single time. And for 8 years, that man responded to me and helped me with legislative issues. When we got to the election, let me just tell you, Clay spoke to the governor, Sherman spoke to the governor. Clay called Democratic colleagues, Sherman called Democratic colleagues. We got both of them up in front of a Republican delegation and said, Clay, how many chairman, Democratic chairman positions have you promised? Clay told us. Sherman got up there and did the exact same thing. And it was based on a percentage of the Democratic Party. During our orientation process, where, you know, we was up here, everybody was up here hustling, Sherman was hustling votes. Clay took time off and walked me around this Capitol for 3 hours. And showed me the closets, the doors, the stairs, and introduced me to people. I told him, don't waste your time on me. Go work on your speaker books. And he said, no way. He says, I'm doing this to help you. And that during that whole time, that man never once asked me to vote for him. Not one time. The only thing he ever asked me, he said, buddy, don't commit yourself early and vote for the best person. The other candidate, the only time I ever talked to him was, hey, I need your vote. So if y'all want to know if I'm a rhino because I voted for Clay Shakespeare, I voted for Clay Shakespeare because he was there for me. And he was the right choice, by far.